Amen. So this is my first class that I have confirmed that I've actually taught. When I started last year, I had hit the ground running. The kids already had gone through their classes, but I got the honor of confirming Rourke and Camden and Nolan and Lauren. But today, I get to celebrate with Delaney and Kara because I had them for a whole year. And we survived. Now, when we started class in the fall, hi, Peanut. When we started class in the fall, I wasn't sure what to expect, honestly. We had met over the course of the summer and, you know, kind of knew each other. But when they came into class that first couple of weeks, it was full of eighth grade girl angst. Do you remember? Yeah. For the first couple of weeks, I would say, so what's going good in your life, girls? And they would say, nothing. I hate school. I hate people. I'm not going to tell you which of them said which, but let me just say both of them did. But we got through those first couple of weeks, and then right around, week three or four, maybe, something changed. Something changed, and they started to smile more. Like, oh, yay. And we started to joke, and they started to be honest about their lives. And so as we worked our way through the Ten Commandments, I was delighted to learn that they knew them. So I didn't have to, like, teach them. But what we focused on was applying the commandments to their lives. So that just like in the book, the lesson that I just read, so that they could hear the gospel in their own language, which as 13 and 14-year-olds is quite different than my language of faith, right? I wanted you to know what it meant to you. So we talked about what does it mean to have God first in your life, and what does it mean to have Sabbath time in lives that are so very, very busy? Why should we honor our parents? Why does God care about our relationships? How can we be happy with what we have and not look at what everybody else has and compare ourselves? It was a wonderful class. Now, this year, I had the girls write a personal creed, and they picked out a Bible verse. So, Delaney, you gave me the option of two verses, and I said, do you want me just to pick one and surprise you? And you said, sure. So your verse that I picked, one night the Lord said to Paul in a vision, do not be afraid, but speak, and do not be silent. My friend, you have a powerful voice. You have a depth of faith that is admirable, it's enviable, and you are hungry to keep growing. I really enjoyed being with you and spending time with you. Your wit and your sarcasm, they're things of beauty. But you have such a huge heart. You have a huge heart for serving. You've shown up at ChristNet and at the pancake breakfast, or dinner, whatever, pancake dinner on Fat Tuesday. You serve in the nursery. You've played your flute here, which takes a lot of guts. Right? You will never see me up there playing anything. Not even the spoons. So your creed. Your dad read this, right? But not your mom? They both did? I wondered if I was going to surprise you, Becky. Gotcha. So Delaney's creed of what she believes in. I believe in hard work and trying my best. I believe in independence and self-respect. I believe in my team. I believe in my friends. In isolation and peace within my head and thoughts, or at least try to obtain that peace. I believe in equal rights for all humanity, no matter the gender, race, or religion. I believe in justice, even when the system constantly proves to be unjust. That's some powerful stuff for an eighth grader. Some powerful stuff for an adult, too. I can't wait to see you grow through high school. I'm excited to see how you are challenged. Now, one of the other things that I did with Kara and Delaney was I asked them, in what ways, as we wrap up this class, do you want your faith to continue to grow? And Delaney, you said, I want to know that faith is more than just a bunch of rules to follow. And I asked you, like, well, what sort of rules? You said, you know, like women should have long hair. And that women should be silent in church. Religion, faith, is more than just a bunch of rules. I don't want you to get hung up on trying to be perfect. Sometimes you're going to fail, and you're going to fail hard. But it's okay because God will catch you. I want you to know Jesus beyond all those rules. Those rules are there to keep us kind of safe, but they shouldn't ever limit us. I want you to love with your whole heart. Live with everything that you have and give it 110% all the time. Kara, are you ready? Kara's verse was from 1 Corinthians 13. And now faith, hope, and love abide these three, and the greatest of these is love. When I saw that that was the verse you had picked, I thought it was perfect for you. It really did, because you live that. I know that you try sometimes to keep your heart guarded, you know? I haven't seen that in a long time, the whole I don't like people stuff. But you live this. Your creed ties in so perfectly with this. I believe in treating others with kindness and love, as you never know what they're going through. I don't think I've ever heard you criticize Delaney or Monica. You've never criticized me to my face. That's how you approach life. You are so tender-hearted. Sorry, I don't mean to embarrass you. But you always treat people with genuine love and respect. And that's such a gift to the world. It really is. It's a beautiful thing to be able to do. And you have that sense that other people are going through stuff. And we don't ever know because we don't show it to people. We keep it on the inside. You live that life of gentleness, and I'm so proud of that. I love it when I would come in on Sunday nights and I would hear from the choir room the piano playing. And the first couple of weeks, it weirded me out, honestly, because I thought I was the only one in the building. Like, ooh, what's going on? But you would just sit down and play beautifully with no music in front of you. That's witchcraft. But I could hear your heart come out in the way that you played. It was more than just playing the notes perfectly. You put yourself into that. I want you to keep putting yourself into stuff, to live that life of love first. Now, when I asked you how you want your faith to keep growing, you said, I want to know that my faith is in God, not in organized religion or a particular church. Do you know how old I was before I could articulate that? I was old. Like, so many times we get those confused. We think that if we believe in the church or if we believe in religion, it's the same thing as having a personal relationship with Jesus, and it's not. Like, I want Delaney to get past all the rules. I want you to get past religion. I want you to make that hurdle from believing in the church to getting to know Jesus. And we're going to work on that together. Because that's a gift that you can give the world. Dear friends who have gathered here today, Delaney and Kara are products of our community. They're products of Christian Ed and the youth group and the things that we do here. On behalf of them and their families, I want to thank you for giving them the space to grow and to learn and to serve, because we could not have done this without all of us coming together. And for the next generation of confirmation kids, we have 4 fifth graders, I think. I'm living in terror of that first class because one of them's my daughter. But on behalf of the next class and the future classes, may we stay committed to proclaiming the gospel, to keeping this community one that serves and encourages and nurtures the faith, not only in our young people, but in people of every age. Amen.